Romans, chapter 1. From Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, who was called to be an apostle, separated for the gospel of God, which he had promised beforehand by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus, Christ our Lord, who was born of the descent of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith in all nations for his name's sake, among whom you are also the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God Thir of Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that I make mention of you always in my prayers without ceasing, making request that, if by any means now at last I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God, to come to you, because I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, in order that you may be established, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and myself. Now, I do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, that often I planned to come to you, but was prevented, even until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. On Jews, I am indebted both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, uncivilized, both to the wise and to the unwise. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are at Rome also, because I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, because in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The wrath, anger, judgment of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known about God is revealed in them, because God has revealed it to them. Because from death, creation of the world, his invisible attributes have been clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because of this, while they knew God, that I did not glorify him as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and they exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image made in the form of corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and crawling things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Let it be. For this reason God gave them up to evil affections, because even their women exchanged their natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another, men, with, men, doing, that, which, is, unseemly, and, receiving, in, themselves, just, punishment for, their error, and even as, they did, not, like T.O., retain God, I.N., their, knowledge God, gave them over to a, reprobate mind, to do those, things which are not beneficial, being, filled, with, all, unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, arguments, deceit, slanders, G.O.S., sips, vengeful, haters, of, God, spiteful, arrogant, boasters, inventors, of, evil, things, disobedient, to parents, without, understanding, contract, breakers, without, natural, affection, unsatisfiable, unmerciful, who, knowing the, judgment, O, F God, that, the, O's who commit such, things are worthy of, death, not only do them, but have, pleasure in those who practice them.